And I'm delighted to have back on the line Dr. Shelley Thorpe. Good morning, Shelley. How are you today?
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's sort of like that's why I'm ringing you, because, you know, you're one of the few Americans I know. And I was saying, what on earth is this Thanksgiving Day? Like, we hear about it so much now. But what are the origins and, like, what's it about?
Well, I'm really glad that you asked me this question, because I realized as I was thinking about it that I actually had to do some research myself.
Oh, good.
The kind of tradition.
Save me the bother.
I was like, where did this come from?
Yeah.
I mean, of course, when you're small and you're in school, you learn about pilgrims and turkeys and cornucopias of food, but you don't really learn the kind of history of it. So essentially what happened was in 1620, there was a very bad harvest, and the pilgrims, the religious refugees in America and pilgrim plantation, there, I think it was about half the population that were lost. And in 1621, the harvest came back, and it was quite a good harvest. And apparently in some kind of, presumably as well, in the meantime, the local Native Americans had helped the people who had survived learn how to survive a bit better, taught them how to grow certain foods, taught them how to fish, et cetera, and where to find things. So in 1621, this is always termed the first Thanksgiving, the pilgrims... Basically, what it equates to in some ways is kind of the Lunasa festival here in Ireland.
Right,
this idea of the harvest.
Right.
So so this is the first Thanksgiving. They invite them over and they have, they supposedly have a very nice meal. It doesn't become kind of more formalized, however, until about 1789. So well over 160 some years later, when George Washington sets out a formal proclamation, the National Thanksgiving Proclamation. And it's still kind of not quite set. It's not a national holiday. And it's through the work of a woman named Sarah Joseph Hale, who writes accounts of early New England Thanksgivings and actually starts lobbying, I think it's something like four different presidents throughout the early 1800s to try to get Thanksgiving made a national day. And lo and behold, in 1863, during America's Civil War, Abraham Lincoln is persuaded and does make Thanksgiving Day a national holiday, setting it out as an actual national holiday. And it had apparently been celebrated here and there, higgledy-piggledy, anytime between October and January. But he sets it down as the last Thursday.
Yeah, that was obviously one of the questions, because I just wondered why. So that was kind of to unify the whole country on a particular day.
There seems to be quite a bit of debate about, and of course, you know, not everything's on Facebook and Twitter anymore that is kept, you know, there's no digital footprint from the 1800s.
You can't kind of tweet, when was this, or where are you,
Exactly. So there's, and of course, everybody can lie on Facebook anyway. But anywho, what happens then is there is apparently a, let me see now if I can remember this. The 21st of November was actually when it was set down.
Right.
And that is supposed to be the day in which to tie in with the actual day that they figure that the first Thanksgiving happened.
All right. Okay.
Possibly.
They worked it back. Right.
But then again, the pilgrims would have used the other calendar, the Julian calendar, where we now are using the Georgian calendar. So that's actually not quite right either. There is a kind of a try to tie in to the first Thanksgiving.
Right.
And then in 1930, interestingly enough, I got up this morning and heard an ad for Boots, and they're having a huge Black Friday sale tomorrow. I thought, oh my God, you've got to be kidding me. But the commercialization of Thanksgiving, in part, I think, can be traced back to, say, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who during the Depression decided to up the week, instead of it being the fourth fourth Thursday in November. It would be the third Thursday in November. It's in the Great Depression. He's trying to set the it's often marked as the kind of start of the holidays in America.
Right. Okay.
So what he's trying to do there is he is actually commercializing it somewhat in that he's trying to make people get out and start the holiday shopping early in the middle of the Depression.
All right.
So
okay.
That's a little bit about the what I was able to discern myself about the history of Thanksgiving.
And,
personally,
Like the one thing that, you know, like they have a turkey, you know, it seems to be nearly like what we'd have on Christmas Day. You know, it seems to be that kind of crossover kind of thing, you know.
Yes, very much so.
And families all coming together.
Yeah, the history of the turkey is another kind of, you know, there are a number of different ideas of where that came from. As you say, people having it here. You know, Ireland and America were both at one time English colonies.
Yeah.
The turkey was a primary kind of source of a feast. It's a big lump of a bird. It feeds a lot of people. So that kind of, who really knows? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who really knows?
So,
it is definitely a time. And I mean, to be honest with you, personally, this is my favorite holiday. And it's the holiday I miss the most from America. Because particularly, as an adult, I was born and raised in Michigan, and then I lived in California, and then I lived in New York City before I moved to Dublin a decade ago. And in both, particularly in both California and in New York, we would have what we deemed orphan Thanksgiving, which was people who were kind of living too far away to go home. And it's just, and actually more people, supposedly more people celebrate Thanksgiving than Christmas in America. And it's a very much something, it's not based on religion.
Exactly. So it crosses all faiths and none, as they say. Yeah.
Exactly. And people who, you know, don't celebrate it in protest of whoever kept, you know, coming over to America and displacing the Native Americans, et cetera. So, but that is a little bit about the history of Thanksgiving. So, you know what I'm doing for Thanksgiving?
No, tell us now, because you're at the west of Ireland somewhere, aren't you? What are you at? You know?
Well, when I first moved over to Galway, I actually live in Mayo now, and my husband is from Mayo.
Yeah.
And I used to go to a pub that would have kind of a pop-up charity Thanksgiving, which was great. It was fantastic. You'd go and pay what you could for a charity, and they gave you a bit of a turkey dinner and some green bean casserole, etc. But tonight I'm actually going to the Chinese restaurant in Charlestown with my husband, who has deemed this year we're actually going to do something for Thanksgiving.
Oh, right. Okay, well, that's big of him, isn't he?
But it won't be anything turkey-based,
there would be no turkey, because like we hear about all these kind of pumpkin squash and all this kind of stuff. And,
I was just talking about this with my mother-in-law last night. My most dreaded side dish at anybody's Thanksgiving is the sweet potato. It's a dreadful dish of sweet potatoes with marshmallows on top. I despise it. Other people love it.
Interesting. Well,
but pumpkin pie as well. But I suppose that comes from the idea of kind of, well, not necessarily the sweet potato, but pumpkin pie being a squash, being kind of sign of harvest, et cetera.
And
certainly a fall or autumn dish. So I do miss the pumpkin pie.
Do you? What does pumpkin pie taste like, really? Just pumpkin? Or do you put something in it just to give it a bit of taste?
No, you do. You put something in it. Yeah, and actually in Dublin, if you can get yourselves, well, I'm sure it's in more places now, it costs a fortune. It's like something crazy, like, you know, this time of year, $3 for $2 in America. Like a jar, you can make it from scratch. You can actually cook your pumpkin, you can scoop it out, you can puree the pumpkin and make your own pumpkin pie. It's actually quite a nice flavor. You have to like cinnamon. It has cinnamon, cloves, et cetera. So it is, the next time I see you, I do have a little stash of pumpkin here.
The next time we meet up,
you can
bring that along, and I'll taste some of it, because I'm very conservative in my eating habits, but I'll try that just to see what it's like, you know. As I said, it's a huge family gathering, and that's part of the whole thing. You know, and you see all of America just closes down. It's
amazing.
It does.
It is very much like Christmas. I mean, very much like Christmas is here, where on Christmas Day, it's very hard, you know, if you don't have your milk for the day, where are you going to go to get it? It's quite difficult to find something here.
Yeah.
You know how transportation closes down as well. We wouldn't have as good of a public transportation system as Ireland does.
Right.
But basically, Thanksgiving is pretty much the day to stay in. And it becomes, for people who are office workers, not so much people who would be working, you know, in whatever, like a Dunn's or a Tesco, et cetera, you know, you'd get the day off and pretty much...
Right.
Or at least part of the day off,
right.
And then you'd be right back to work on a Friday. If you're working in an office, the Friday after is also a big day off, which is why the Black Friday.
Yeah, because like certainly in a lot of the U.S. multinationals that I've worked in, you know, you could get nobody on the Thursday or the Friday.
Oh, no.
You know,
no,
all the offices just close. A bit like Christmas here, where you know you'd have Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and Stephen's Day. You know, nobody would even venture out. You know, the offices don't open at all. You know, well,
yes,
Shelley,
exactly.
Thanks very much for taking the call, and enjoy your Chinese tonight out in Mayo. And you know, if you don't be passing by some restaurant and kind of go, oh, they're doing turkey stuff in there. Your poor husband, like, he's organised and booked a meal for you. You know, and thanks for coming on. And sure, no doubt we'll talk to you again. And thanks for giving us all that information. Thanks, Shelley.
You're welcome.
Cheers. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
I was Shelley Thorpe about Thanksgiving Day, because I hadn't a clue. You know, all you keep hearing is about Americans taking the day off, which is highly strange for them.